A reading from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant, your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Even though it's January 3rd and we're technically still in the season of Christmas, we observe Epiphany today. Epiphany happens on January 6th, coming off the coattails of Christmas. On Epiphany, we celebrate the coming of the Magi from the East. They're led by a star to the birth of a new Jewish king. They come bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being directed by the divine light, they settled upon a stable. Lying in a manger was their king, their savior, and they worshipped him as such. The light from the star which led the Magi to the savior, though, was a great light, but it wasn't the greatest manifestation of divine light to grace the world, though this light leads us to the light of the world. Our Old Testament reading from Isaiah indicates the dawning of a new light, which brings change to the world. This light brings two different things. First, it brings a change, a new creation which permanently dispels darkness. And second, it brings an ingathering of the nations and kings of the world. The first thing the Lord's light brings, a new creation. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness covers the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen among you. In the beginning, the earth was formless and void. There was deep darkness over the face of the earth. Darkness dominated the landscape before the Lord intervened. Seeing the problem of darkness, the Lord's first act of creation was, "Let there be light." But why light? Because the glory of the Lord does not shine in the darkness. Said another way, the Lord's presence brings light and dispels darkness. Here in the context of Isaiah, this reading is a climactic proclamation of the Lord's presence coming to a sinful people. It contains the promise of the Messiah, the light of the world. The light which shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. And with the coming of this light, it brings a new creation. This light dispels dark, sinful hearts of the old creation and brings renewal. Paul testifies to the light and the newness it brings through his Son. He says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." The light which has come in the person of Jesus Christ has shone in our hearts. For we have received him by faith for the forgiveness of our sins. Through faith, we are renewed to a new creation. The cold darkness of our hearts, which leads to selfishness, godlessness, and emptiness, is warmed by the light which has risen upon you. And through faith, the glory and presence of the Lord is shown to be with you in thought, word, and eat. The second thing the Lord's light brings, an ingathering of kings and nations. Isaiah foretells the gifts of frankincense and gold brought to the light of the world incarnate in Jesus. The gifts brought from kings and nations will serve as a true rags-to-riches story. The Lord and his people dwell in Zion, the most holy place. But Zion was described as a bereaved wife and mother in Isaiah 50 and 54, because she thought that her loss was forever. She thought the darkness of her sins were too great for the light of the Lord's glory. She thought that she'd missed her opportunity to follow the Lord's ways and commands, leaving her widowed and unable to provide for herself. But God says, think again. The Lord brings his people from despair to hope, from poverty to richness, from spiritual abandonment to being filled with the Lord's saving presence, all because of this light. And it's the surrounding kings and nations which come to pay homage to this light, bearing gifts of wealth, providing for the Lord's chosen people. And we see a glimpse of this in an individual sense with the coming of the Magi, who come to pay their worship and bring gifts to the Lord. But the world put this light to death. They attempted to snuff out the illumination which the light brings, because the people are afraid of what the light reveals. The death to the light of the world has caused it to shine in even the darkest places of hell. Yet the Lord God the Father resurrected his Son from the dead, bringing light, new creation, and an ingathering of foreign people to bow down at his feet. The Magi, seeing Jesus, is an individual glimpse of what shall be a universal truth. All nations will acknowledge the greatness of this light. We see the beginning of this when Jesus gives us the command to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching. The message of this gospel has gone out into all the earth. Certainly there's still work to be done, but Christianity is well known throughout the world. And in time, the last day will come, and believer and unbeliever alike will bow down to the light. Philippians 2, 9 through 10 says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Though salvation belongs to those who dwell with the Lord's glory and find refuge, renewal, and new creation through the light he brings, all people will acknowledge the greatness, generosity, and care of our God. So find your refuge in him. For the light of the world who seeks to dispel the darkness of sinful man comes to fill the faithful with his glorious light. Be like the Magi who pay visitation and homage to their king with worship and wealthy gifts. For he takes care of his people who bask in the glory of his light. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.